and welcome to the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Carmela.
Hi there.
And we are the Wine Pair. All right, for those of you who are new to our podcast, because there might be some new people, Carmela.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, let's tell them a little bit about what we do in the podcast. So what we do is we talk about wines that you should be able to easily find and are reasonably priced. And what does reasonably priced mean, Carmela?
It's got to be $20 or less.
That's right. And we taste them and we rate them. And what we hope to do is maybe we find wines that you'll like and maybe we find wines that you should avoid, right?
Right, right.
And then we talk about some stuff other than wine, right?
No, oh, that's your favorite part, I think.
Just to keep it interesting, because if you just talk about wine, it's kind of snoozy.
Oh.
So we'll talk about some other stuff too. And we release a new episode when, Carmela? When? When?
That's your job. I don't know.
Oh, come
on. I know. Once a week on Sundays.
That's right. And so if you're listening, every Sunday we'll come out with a new episode, but you should hit the subscribe button. That's
right,
what I
right,
think.
Right.
Okay.
Why are you quizzing me?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of quizzing today.
Wow.
So you better get ready for it, lady.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
But hold on a minute. Just if you like us, please rate us or review us or both, but make it good. I'm just kidding.
Right,
okay,
right.
Here we go. All right. You ready for today's episode, Carmela? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Today's episode, we are continuing our Costco for the win or Costco FTW series. Woo! Which is not to be confused with the Fuck That Wine series, which could have the same abbreviation.
Right. Confusing.
Totally
Very
different.
Very confusing.
But totally different, right?
Different, better, better, but different.
Different. That's right.
Okay.
Different initials. Same initials, sorry, but different.
Oh. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. And in this series, what do? Carmela, we taste wines
from Costco.
That's right. That was an easy one. I'm a little bit worried about how this is going to go.
My mind was wandering for a minute.
I'm not trying to stump you at all.
He's trying to, you know, really put me in a pickle again.
No, we're not talking about pickles.
Sorry.
Okay. We're going to talk about Costco wines.
Okay.
They're all going to be Kirkland brand wines, and we're going to try to go through all the Kirkland brand wines.
Oh, and then I cannot wait.
I know. And then maybe we'll do some other wines that come from Costco. Anyway, give them a try. Anyway. Okay. So, we visited Costco a few weeks ago, specifically because I wanted to get wines for this episode, but you had other reasons to go. We'll talk about that later. And I was super excited, and we picked up three Kirkland signature wines that I don't think either of us has ever had before, and they fit under our parameters. They're reasonably priced, under $20, and one of the wines just barely snuck under that. It was $19.99.
Wow.
Do you think that counts?
You splurged.
Yeah.
That was a splurge.
This is kind of, you know, a more expensive episode.
Well, this was Costco. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. We had to buy 35 of them.
Right.
No.
Right. No, but anywhere else, it would probably be more. So you need to buy it at Costco.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, they're Kirkland signatures, so you can't really.
Oh, true.
But if you bought the real wine made by the real producer with the real label, you'd pay more. You'd pay more for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're from Costco, should be reasonably, I mean, easy to find as well.
Right.
Okay. And so what's fun, I think, we hope, I'm a little worried, but we're going to have some fun. What's fun about these wines is we're going to try a couple of types of wine that I don't think we've had before. At least I can't remember it. So this will be a little bit fun and educational for you and me, too.
Mm, perfect.
Right?
I love that. I love that.
You love to learn.
Right.
Oh, you're a lifelong learner.
Well, and you think you know everything.
You used to be a teacher.
Well, and so did you.
What?
You did.
I did?
But the difference is that you know everything. So
that is true.
So
this is
the
true.
The fact that you just
Thank
admitted
you.
That you love to learn.
This is on recording, so it's proof, everybody, that I know everything.
Right,
Thank
right.
you very much, Carmela. Okay.
Wow. Happy husband,
okay,
happy
so,
wife.
Okay, so we have, yes, happy husband, happy wife. That's the new saying. That 2022, that's the saying,
right.
ladies and gentlemen.
No more happy wife, happy life.
Nope. Happy husband, happy wife. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, use it. And I'm TMing it. I'm trademarking
wow.
that. Okay, but there's three wines we're going to have. One is a Gigondas, one is a Malbec, and one is a Brunello di Montalcino. So I've definitely had Brunello before.
Right.
Not the Costco one, but I've definitely had Brunello. I don't know if I've had a Gigondas before, and I think I'm saying it right.
Mm.
But I'm a little worried about it because it's a Rhone-style blend, which I don't really love.
Mm.
And the Rhone-style blend, the abbreviation is a GSM. So Carmela, quiz number two. I don't know which quiz we're on, actually.
God.
What does GSM stand for?
Well,
let's go.
Okay,
you can't. This is bad podcasting.
Okay,
you got to move.
I'm going to look it up.
Look
Googling
it up.
Googling it. Okay. For sure, it must be a global system for mobile.
No.
No.
Incorrect.
Okay, so grams per square meter?
No, not grams per square meter.
Okay, I know. Give me some money.
Give me some money from Spinal Tap. Woo! No. Okay.
It's got to be that one. Okay, no.
No, time out. Okay.
One more.
Okay.
Game, set, match.
Yes. That's it.
For
because
sure.
Australian Open just finished, or it's going on this weekend. I don't know.
Neither of us are tennis players, but volleyball. We know a lot about, I think it could fit for volleyball.
True.
Okay.
Okay, but it's incorrect. So GSM stands for the grapes that are in the mix. One grape, the G is Grenache, the S is...
Oh, Syrah.
Nice! And the M is, you'll never get it.
Malbec, no.
Mourvèdre. But it's okay. Geez. And I think I said that right, too.
Don't do this to me, all these quizlets.
Whatever. This is just part of the fun. Don't you think this is fun,
this
people
is so
out there in
fun.
Listening land?
So much fun.
Okay. Here we go. And we're gonna keep things moving along. We're going to take a little left turn, as we always like to do, and talk about something that's maybe tangentially related to the wine or the topic that we're talking about, Costco, this time. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk about a little bit more about shopping at Costco. We touched on that the last time we had the show, but on Costco, but we're going to do a little bit differently this time, because the last time I started talking about Starbucks, like it was about Costco, but then it just ended up being about Starbucks, and now
we're getting a lot of
really
hate
don't
mail.
Like
Starbucks. No, we're not.
And I keep getting like Starbucks gift cards. I've got like $75 in Starbucks gift cards, and
that's actually really funny.
I know. So I'm just gonna have to buy you hot chocolates.
Those people are not listening to the podcast. What is going on?
Totally. Okay. Now, when a person goes to Costco, I kind of feel like there's two modes. Mm-hmm. One is focus mode. Focus mode, you go there because you know what you want. You've got a list. You've got certain things that you want because you get them at Costco and you know they're going to be there and they're the right kind and you really like the Costco brand. And then mode number two is adventure mode. You kind of have a sense of maybe something you might want to get, but really what you want to do is you just kind of want to wander and get your steps in. It's an adventure, right?
Maybe
get your steps in. That's right. You know, wander, and taste stuff and look
samples.
Samples. Yeah. So, and now we can sample again. Thank God.
Oh,
you know,
thank God. You're a sampler. I bet you're
actually not.
But I'm really not.
I bet you were.
That was a
You know who was a sampler? You know who was a total sampler?
It was not your mom.
My mom.
No!
Oh, God.
I would not expect that.
Oh, God.
That.
My mom was a total sampler.
Really? Okay.
My mom was also one of those people
who, like...
She probably
didn't like anything, though.
No.
She was like,
gross.
God,
yeah. No, but, like, my mom was also one of those people, I don't know if they still do this, where she would, like, eat a grape. You know, like at the grocery store, she would eat a grape.
That is so, because to test it out. Yeah. She didn't want any like super sour grapes. That's interesting about your mom.
You don't
though.
See that anymore.
But you know, I bet she did like about the samples is that your own little individual cup.
Totally, yeah.
Because she is a germ freak.
Germaphobe. She's a little bit of a germaphobe.
So that's weird that she would eat the grapes though.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, what are you going to do?
Interesting.
But no, I distinctly remember, I'm thinking like, we're going to get in trouble for stealing.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You know, when you're 5 years old, you're like, Mom, don't do that. Okay.
You're going to take my mom away.
Okay. So of those two modes, focus mode or adventure mode, which one do you think I am?
Oh, God. Hands down, you're adventure mode.
I am adventure mode.
I mean, you do.
And hands down, you are focus mode.
Totally. So
you don't even like
kind of conflict, honey.
Yeah,
we kind of
do.
But that's why it works. I don't know.
You don't think it works?
Yeah, it works. Okay. But no, that is the one time that I am, focused, but usually you're a pretty overly focused guy.
But not when I'm in adventure mode at Costco, because you just don't know what you're going to find. But I do have to say, you did hurt my feelings because of this the last time we were at Costco.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Well,
you hurt my feelings?
Yes, I know. Well,
we
I'm
were
thinking,
walking up, and no, honestly,
no,
my shoulders just
it.
Dropped, okay. and my head dropped,
this
and
is
I was
the
just
deal.
Sad.
Twice
I was
now,
sad.
Twice now, I've hurt your feelings going to Costco, okay? First time was recently when I went without you.
What?
And you were so like,
that's so mean.
Sad. You were sad. You were like mad. And
sad
you were working.
And, mad.
And it was.
I was mad.
I was just about to say it was a school day. No, it wasn't a school day. It was a
work day.
And I went without you. And you were like.
My boss might be listening to this.
Oh, okay.
So.
Good. Well, yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't go on a work day.
No.
I only go on weekends.
You could work from the car, but you decided. No, you
I
didn't.
Could.
I didn't even ask you because I knew you would, you know, be so sad. But you would choose work over Costco.
Okay, but.
Anyway, the second thing that you got really sad about was when we went, I think the last time, I wanted my own cart.
Yeah. You said, should we get two carts?
No, I think I said, I think I'm getting my own cart. And you just really, your shoulders so, did. You were deflated.
I was so sad.
I kind of felt bad, but I also was like, I am not dilly-dallying around.
I like to shop with you. I like to hang out. It's kind of our date day.
Yeah,
we talk about that.
Sorry.
But you do have a bad habit of leaving me at stores. Like at grocery stores, you just like, all of a sudden you vanish.
Because you
like,
dilly-dally.
And I'm walking around, like we've got one cart and I'm walking around with like 27 things in my arms and I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like I go up and down because I go up and down every aisle, up and down every, you know, like, you know how you can like look down the aisles. I look down. I'm like, where could she be?
Well, you know why? Because I'm actually hunching down. Like maybe he won't find me. Maybe he won't. And I peek around the corner.
Why do you hate shopping with me?
No, because you like. Okay, believe
shopping for me is.
It's just leisure. It's leisure. I do it because
you have a job.
I have a job to do. Yep. I have things to buy. I have, you know, objectives. Yep. You go in there and you just want to kind of peruse and you always get stuck in like the clothing.
Good use of that word too.
Oh my God. Okay. Right. You go and like, look at the clothing. And then I'm done. I'm not, you know,
okay,
whatever.
This is our next quiz. We're going to play a little game. I'm going to call I Know What You Like. Okay.
Okay. Well, you do know what I like.
So I'm going to guess. We're going to guess for each other. What do you go to Costco for? And what do I go to Costco for? And I'm going to start.
Easy.
I'm not going to. Okay. Well, I'm going to start.
Okay.
This is what Carmela looks for. Okay. Carmela looks for items for her bakery business. She has a bakery business called Baby Cakes. And you can, a shameless plug, lovebabycakes.com. If you're in the Seattle area, go and check it out. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. So she goes to get ingredients, like large quantities of flour and sugar and powdered sugar and vanilla and cooking spray.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes maybe cocoa, but not very often.
I don't find cocoa there. It's kind of a disappointment.
Chocolate chips, but not very often.
Never. There.
Okay.
No,
so did I miss anything for the business? Just for the business.
Okay. So you hit it all except for, you might have gotten it all.
Okay. And then you also look for home staples. So laundry detergent, dishwasher detergent, plastic garbage bags, food waste bags, plastic wrap, disinfecting
plastic
wipes.
Plastic wrap's my favorite there. I won't buy it anywhere else. God, you're really good.
I'm good.
You're checking out my cart.
I prepared for this one.
I'm going to send you next time.
And then some basic food items. We actually don't get a ton of food from Costco.
No.
Some basic food items like extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, Romano cheese.
Always a big brick.
Yep. And if we can find good ones, canned tomatoes, but they don't usually have the ones that we like. Once in a while, we found those little... the smaller cans of San Marzano.
Yeah.
But we don't tend to buy a lot of fresh foods. We don't buy baked goods. And I think mostly because, like, they're so big.
But
they're
okay, should we talk about you yet?
Yeah, no, so now I'm done. I'm done. Did I miss anything that you usually go to buy?
I think that was really a good list, honey. You've been very observant.
Thank you. Husband, happy wife.
Oh, thanks, honey. Anyway.
I don't know why that didn't fit.
Anyway,
at all.
So when you go... you start at the clothes. Like, you always have to look around.
This is so embarrassing.
You have to shop around. And you always get several things.
I do.
I'm always like, geez, what the heck you've got? And again,
it's so embarrassing.
You've got to come home. You got to empty out a few things so you can find room for the new things.
And your brother Mario always makes fun of me.
That you shop at Costco for clothes?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just that is an objective. Like, you go and you look for clothes. Then you go look for your wine. So up and down the wine aisle, up and down the wine. You like to spend money. Okay,
I kind of saunter.
You get a little irritated if I'm gone. You also love, you kind of are a consumer where you see something that's kind of shiny and kind of like pretty and kind of looks yummy and then you want it. Like, you are the kind of person who would actually buy a lot of the packaged food. Like, 5,000 guacamole little
you're right,
things.
I
I'm going to get that.
You're right.
Ooh, I'm like pulled pork. I'm going to get two or three big things of that. I'm the only one who eats it. But
we'll eat it for like 5 days.
Yeah. But you know what? Those are the major things.
Oh, you're missing some.
Really? Really?
Snacks.
Well, like what, granola bars?
Nuts. Definitely get nuts.
Oh, but that's kind of a newer thing.
Beef jerky.
Really?
And what about the thing that we got the last time and you were like, never buy this again?
Oh.
Those chocolate.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are so.
Explain
dark,
it to listening land.
They are dark chocolate. Well, there's like coconut, different seeds, like pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds,
and they're keto.
Coconut. And they,
so they
are
make
covered
you feel
in dark
like that maybe,
chocolate.
Yeah, they make you feel like maybe it's okay because it's keto.
Yeah, except for you eat the whole bag. Or
exactly.
I eat the whole bag. And then you get a little irritated. You're like, don't eat my stuff. Like, that, I picked that out. But last time I picked it out.
Yep. So you did. You were like, hey, should we get this?
I was
like,
you're always better at knowing what I like than what I am, that I'm better than knowing what you like. Great. That didn't come
that's
out
a
right.
Whole, that's a whole right. Nother, that's a whole nother episode. Jeez. But remember, ladies and gentlemen,
you're way better
happy husband,
knowing.
Happy wife. I don't know. Okay. So let's get back. We're going to get back to Kirkland wine. We're getting back. Costco wine. Okay. So these three wines I got, I was really, I just want to tell the people at home, I was tempted to get a couple of different types because I was having actually a little bit of trouble at the Costco we go to finding the, you know, the, just enough varietals. So I was really tempted to get, even though I hate it, there was a $7.99 like Cabernet Sauvignon, but it was a Magnum. It was a size of two bottles.
Oh,
and I couldn't justify like buying it. It's just, even though it was cheap, it's like one of those things where the price is fine. I just didn't feel good about it.
Right.
And then there was like, I think there was like a boxed Chardonnay or something, which again, I don't really like it. And so I couldn't bring my, it was cheap too, like another inexpensive or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't bring myself like, what am I going to do with the box?
Because it's going to be a waste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
some people, not for everybody though. But so if you want that, go run out and get it.
Go get it. You might love it.
It's available.
You might love it. Put it in the fridge.
But for us, it wasn't going to work.
No, because, you know, at the end, we, you know, are we going to finish this wine? And I don't want to buy a big wine. So I think if we do another episode, we should probably, and get those, we should probably do it before a party.
Like
before we're gonna have a big family
or before
party
we're gonna make another big roast.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so a few little quick things about these wines, and then we'll start talking about them and drinking about, or start tasting them and reviewing them. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So we have a Gigondas. These are all Kirkland signature. A Gigondas, I think I'm saying it right. It's from Rhone, Rhone Valley in France. They're super Grenache heavy. And they're often compared to a Châteauneuf du Pape, which some people know and some people like. I'm not a huge fan, but actually, I guess Gigondas is a place, right? It's a place, and where Châteauneuf du Pape is from is very close. So anyway, super, typically pretty bold, pretty ripe, pretty fruit forward, a lot of body, high alcohol, not always my favorite. Okay. Then we also have a Malbec, which again, I'm not sure, if that I've ever had. It is, it's from France, originally, but it's really famous in, Argentina. Mm. Like it's the wine, the Argentinian wine.
Mm.
And this is from Mendoza, which I think is the most famous area of where Malbec is from in Argentina. So, you know, it'll be interesting. It's supposed to be ripe and jammy and juicy. And that's, you know, that's the Argentinian style, I guess. Okay. Again, I don't really know. Kind of Merlot-like, I guess, but I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see what we think. And then a Brunello, which is from Tuscany region, actually really close to Siena, where you spend some time. Yeah. And it's made from the Sangiovese Grosso. So it's a, like, it's a brother or sister of the Sangiovese grape that makes Chianti.
Okay.
It's supposed to be one of the great wines of the world. Usually very expensive, usually something you have to age for a long time. So we're drinking kind of a young one. It's 2016, but actually that would be too young. It should be probably at least 10 years old. But you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's try them. Are you ready?
I'm down.
You ready to get loaded?
Wait.
Yeah, let's do it.
I didn't sign up for that, buddy.
Woo, we're getting loaded.
No, did not sign up for that.
Woo! Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do what we always do. We're going to talk about these wines. We're going to taste them. We're going to review them. We're going to rate them. And then at the end, we're going to see how did we do in terms of tasting them against what the quote-unquote experts would say, this is what this wine is about.
Okay? Perfect.
We're going to pause for a second. Pour us some wine. I'll talk about it, and then we'll start the process. What do you think, Carmela?
I'm totally in, dude.
Woohoo! All right. Okay, we are back. All right, we're going to try this Kirkland Signature Malbec is our first one. Again, it's from Argentina, from the Mendoza region. The Mendoza region. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Mendoza.
Wow.
It's a 2020. This was $6.99, so this one did not break the bank.
No.
It's 14% alcohol, so we're about to get loaded.
Whoa!
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And this one, because it annoyingly has it on the label, has a 92 rating from James Suckling, which is like a 4 rating from us.
Oh, interesting.
James Suckling is that guy. I mean, he gives a 92 rating to everything.
Does he ever rate poorly?
No, he does. I've never seen a rating below 88 from him. Okay, so what are you smelling?
You know, right away, I smelled like kind of a leather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Like I do. But I'm also smelling like like cherry.
Cherry, mm-hmm. for sure. Like black cherry, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a little, I guess, leather, but I'm also getting like a little, like wood smoke, mm. like a little smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a really nice smell. I gotta say, I've been a little bit worried. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful color.
It is so dark.
It's so, and it's rich, really beautiful. Yeah. It's really beautiful color.
And there are lots of legs. Don't they
yeah,
say that?
Isn't, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. It just means it's alcohol. Mean? It's just alcohol. Oh. It has nothing to do with the quality or anything of the wine. It's just, it's
see how you learn
physics,
every day?
Physics.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe a little vanilla. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Because mm-hmm. I think it's from the wood, probably because it's oaked. Yeah, it's very fruity, very red fruit, very, like almost yeah. like plum, cherry, something mm-hmm. like really red, red ripe fruit. Okay, so let's try it. Let's taste it.
Mm.
It's actually, it's...
I think it's pretty good.
It's mellow. It's got a lot of... I feel like it's got a lot of acidity. Maybe I'm crazy.
No, I taste it too. But it's also kind of like the clean, tannins are, I think it's...
Pretty clean. It's pretty clean. You don't think...
Well, I mean, I think it's... cleaner than a lot of these wines, but I feel like it's pretty strong. Like it still has quite a bit of flavor, like a lasting flavor.
But this, like, I'm surprised because I was expecting, like, because I had read it's a little bit compared sometimes to Merlot.
Mm.
I don't think this tastes like a, I mean, maybe a little bit, but mm-hmm. it's this wine in particular, great flavor,
mm-hmm.
super pleasant. It's not knocking my socks off,
no.
but you know what? I would drink this.
Yeah, I would
like
too.
If you were at a wedding or a party or something, like I'm drinking a lot of this wine. This is nice.
Wow.
No, it's nice. It's pleasant. I think it would go really well with food.
You were like serious about the whole getting loaded tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm drinking. When we do at the end, which one are you drinking? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
No, but I'm really pleased with this wine. I taste
it
the
is,
cherry.
It is good. I mean, it's definitely, I can see it like as a party wine.
It's
party
is.
Wine, but it would be. I think it would be good with food too. Mm-hmm. Like a really,
it'd be great with food.
Yeah,
with a lot of different types of food.
A lot of dishes.
I can see it with like rich foods and creamy foods mm-hmm. and cheeses mm-hmm. and meats. Mm-hmm. Like I think this is a really nice wine. It's got a little bit of tartness on it, on the palate. It has a little tartness on the palate,
mm-hmm.
But I'm tasting the cherry. I'm tasting wood for sure. I'm tasting smoke. I might be tasting a little pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I might be tasting a little bit of like. Something herbally, some herbs.
But it does change, like, after it's been open for a while. I mean, definitely.
And we did open these up.
Yes.
And we did open these up
Which
about
smart.
Half an hour. Well, I think you need to with mm-hmm. the red wine. These are all red wines.
Right,
so.
Right. You just have to do that. I mean, people don't know to do that all the time.
And this is jammy, but to me, it's not overpowering. You know, like, sometimes I get those jammy wines and I just can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is not overpowering jammy. I'm enjoying this wine.
No, it's very nice. It's very nice.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Hmm. It kind of reminds me of the style of wine that Chateau Saint-Michel makes, which is they'll do a Cabernet or they'll do these different types of wines that I generally don't like, but the mm-hmm. flavors are mellow. Mm-hmm. They're like not smashing you in the face with them.
Right.
So I like it.
Yeah,
I'm going to say
one.
I like it. I mean...
And it's definitely fruit forward, and which is something sometimes is too much for you.
Yeah. So maybe James Suckling wasn't so sucky after all. But what would you give this wine if you were to give it
to
a rating?
To be fair, you know, I don't typically go towards this type of wine. But yeah. I think I would... I mean, I'm kind of between a 6 and a 7.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm right there. I'm spot on with you.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
Because I think I would buy... Like, here's why I would buy this wine.
Hmm.
A weeknight wine for $6.99?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's good enough to drink on a weeknight. Mm. It's a Tuesday night wine. Like, it's a Wednesday night wine. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Tuesday morning. You can put it in your cornflakes. No,
coffee.
It's an everyday wine. It is not a wine you're going to serve at a fancy dinner party. But it's a good.
But it is a kind of if you need a lot of wine.
No, it's a party wine, but it's not a fancy dinner party.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, but if you were going to entertain guests in the backyard or mm-hmm. you know, great.
Yes.
Buy a half a case of this and don't spend a lot of money, and you know I think people will enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to keep mine at 6 to 7, and
you're
gonna
I'm
going to wait.
Six.
I'm going to. Okay, now
I'm
you're telling
put,
me. I'm.
Well,
going,
what are you going to no, do? No, what do you
no,
want to do?
No, do 6.
Okay,
but I might change it. I just kind of want to. Think
see what
about
these
it.
Other ones
yeah.
are. Okay,
yeah.
great, awesome. So that was, I'm super like stoked because I don't remember the last time I've ever had a Malbec. So awesome.
Good.
Okay, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to clean our glasses and we're going to try the next wine. So
okay.
give us a minute. Okay, we are back. And while you smell this wine, I'll talk a little bit about it. This is another Kirkland signature. I don't know why I keep saying that, because everybody knows it's a Gigondas. I think I'm saying it right. It's from France, from an area called Gigondas. Mm. Like, that's why they call it that. It's in the Rhone Valley, whatever. This is a 2019. And it's $14.99, so, you know, way more expensive. Actually, it's more than twice as expensive as the last one. This is 15% alcohol. And this, again, is a GSM blend. Bland. Oh. I said bland, but it's a blend.
Game, set, match.
Game, set, match. Mm-hmm. Give me some money. No, it's actually 85% Grenache, 10% Syrah, and 5% Mourvèdre.
Oh, wow.
And this one doesn't have a James Sucky Suckling rating on it. So, you know what?
Doesn't.
The rating that it's going to get is going to be the wine pair rating.
Okay.
Okay. So, what do you smell?
So, I think it's a little mustier than the last one. And it's not, you know, it's pretty. I don't know why I'm talking about the how it looks, but it's a little cloudier.
Yeah. It's not as, it's the last one was so just dark and beautiful. Yeah. I agree. This one's got a little, it's pretty, but like when you look at it, it's not as clear. I'm smelling again like black cherry or cherry jam or some jammy. It's jammy. Mm-hmm. I'm also smelling something almost like grass or something like earthy, you know, like earthy, you know, dirt. A little like dirt.
Yeah, a little bit natural.
And it's got a little bit of herbs in it. Mm-hmm. Don't you smell like herbs? Like almost smells like oregano or something.
Yeah, kind of like a dried herb.
Like a dried herb, don't you think? Mm-hmm, like if you were just smelling an herb, like put, you know, like close your eyes and smell like you're smelling an herb thing.
Not fresh.
Definitely no, dried
kind of
herb.
Dried herbs. Which is kind of maybe that grassy smell that you're also getting from it.
I'm getting maybe a little, because it's oaked, I think I'm smelling a little bit of smoke or wood. I keep bonking this stupid microphone, but...
Whoa.
It's got an okay smell. It doesn't smell all that dissimilar from the last one, but it does. I think you're right. It's got a little bit, it's a little bit less fruity and a little bit less round. Like it's almost a little more,
round.
I don't know how to describe
it. It's not as full, maybe?
Yeah, but it's also got this like weird, like in the smell of like earth.
Yes.
Which is fine. Like that's actually a good smell sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely kind of an earthier, like maybe the grapes fell in the dirt.
Yeah.
Before, no. But no, it's definitely...
I almost think I'm smelling mint now. There's something in there.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, all right, let's taste it and see what we think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's different.
I don't... No. Nope. Nope. It's insipid. It's weak. It tastes flabby.
It's thin.
It's got like...
But flabby and thin, is that really different?
Well, flabby in that it doesn't... It's got like... Doesn't have a lot of acidity. It's not tight. It's just... But it's also thin in that it doesn't have a lot of flavor.
No, no.
So I'm flabby and thin. No, I'm not. I'm just flabby. But that's okay. That's a whole different story. I'm flabby, you're thin. How about that? Happy husband, happy wife. Okay, here we go. I'm not digging this wine.
No, it's not.
It's like, especially like this is more than twice as much as the last one. I would drink that last one all day. This one I would give to my mother and she would pour it
out. I was going to say, she will not drink it. No, this is a far cry from the first one. And that's kind of interesting to me. But you know what?
Ew.
Your buddy, he had it right.
What? Who, buddy? Sucky?
Yeah.
James Suckylin?
Yeah, he had it
right. This is not good.
No,
I'm tasting.
It's lingering. I know it's tart, I say that too much. But it's
tart, but not. It's not really tart. It's like bitter.
I'm not even sure it would be good with food.
No, this is a bad wine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think this is a bad wine. It's got a great name. It's got kind of a cool bottle.
Ooh, it's just
I think it's lame.
Yeah.
It's so lame. I'm gonna drink some more.
It feels like it's
balsamic
not in a pleasant way.
I'm trying to see what I can even taste. It's weird. It's got like
I don't like it at all.
Tastes like dirt.
Shoot,
but bad dirt. Tastes like straw.
Like,
I don't know.
You know what it's like when they drop off the stuff the compost they're gonna
totally
put around your yard, and you're like, shoot, I didn't want the smelly stuff.
You know what it tastes like to me? Like a wicker picnic basket.
Oh god.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just kind of got like that. It tastes like wood and nothing else.
Ooh.
I almost feel like they were like, hey, let's oak this sucker up, and then people will like it. But it's like it's bad.
No,
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This is shit. I'm sorry. It's a shitty wine.
Okay.
I'm mad that we bought it. This one's going down the sink. I'm not finishing this one.
No.
Okay. What rating are you giving it? This one's bad.
You know, I would not drink this. I would not finish it. I wouldn't buy it. I would not even give it to somebody I didn't like very much.
Really? You wouldn't even give it to an enemy?
No, I don't really have enemies, though.
Oh, God. I don't have enemies. Everybody loves me. I'm Carmella.
No, I didn't say that. I just, okay. Anyway, I would give this truly probably like a 2.
I'm giving it a 2 as well. This sucks, but yeah,
darn
I'm sorry.
It. I'm sorry.
This is shit. Mm. I'm sorry.
Well,
this is
good.
A bad.
Avoid it. Avoid
this is
it.
A bad. I'm sorry. This is one of those wines where I'm like, I mean, I can still taste it. I'm tasting like, I think you're right. Like vinegar, there's something crappy taste that's still in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Like I ate something like
you need to go brush quite, your teeth
and I want to brush my teeth.
Yeah,
it is a bad wine.
Yeah,
it's
darn
not
it
good.
Just you know what, avoid it. This Ew. Is a good lesson. Don't buy. I like the name, the whole Gigondas or
Gigondas. Gigondas. It's like Haagen-Dazs.
Wait, no.
Gigondas. Gigondas.
Is that what it is?
I don't
Gigondas?
Know. I looked it up online and there's
like
you know
it.
You can get like the pronunciation thing, but
and it's
anyway.
A GSM.
It's a GSM, a global satellite mission. What is it? Give me some money.
Okay. I don't know. It's a, you know what?
But
oh,
it's
gosh,
a,
sorry.
It's a goddamn shitty mix
yeah.
of wine.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what it, GSM, goddamn shitty mix.
It's not a goal scoring machine.
No, it's
no,
a,
it's like
a,
missed the goal.
Yeah.
Missed it. Mm, darn it. Yeah. It's not very good.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we are going to really probably have to brush our teeth or something. And we're going to pause and we're going to clean out our glasses and try the next wine. And hopefully it's better.
Fingers crossed.
All right, we're back, and we are now going to be tasting our last one. This is the Kirkland Signature Brunello di Montalcino, and this is from Italy.
Mm.
It's from Tuscany. Montalcino is where it's from, which is, again, right by Siena. Beautiful
nice.
Spot. Want to go back there. Mm-hmm. Never been to Montalcino, but maybe we'll have to go next time. This is 2016. Again, this is young for a Brunello. Mm-hmm. Like, Brunellos are supposed to age.
Okay.
This is
like
this
how
was
long normally?
10 years.
Okay.
Usually it's like,
oh, you said that
like
earlier.
A Barolo, uh-huh. a Barolo, a Barbaresco, and a Brunello usually age 10 years.
You got your buddy on here again, though. James Suckling gave it a rating.
Oh, Jimmy Sucky gave it a 92. This one was 1999, so just got, you know, because usually Brunello.
Expensive one.
Brunellos can be really expensive. Mm. Like a $50 Brunello is cheap, you know, like a good one.
Mm.
Is that's super cheap. Like you look at a restaurant, you know, you're going to pay $120, maybe more for Brunello, especially if it's aged. It's really hard, though, I would say. Like it's hard to find. Like, I think people drink these wines too young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to show off that, hey, I got a Brunello.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got Barolos that are sitting there from 2007, and they're not ready yet in our cellar,
so
in our closet.
So, yeah, right. So, is it concerning that it's a 2016? I mean, and also that it's the price that it is. You know, are they like steals of the, like, you know?
Well, we don't know. I mean, we're going to taste it. I mean, it's a Brunello. It's a 2016, I think, was a decent year. I should actually have looked that up. But, you know, you want to age it. You want to wait. Like, okay. In 5 years, we'll know better how good this wine really is.
Mm.
So it's going to be a little young when we taste it, although it's been open now for about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got enough time to kind of be open and come to life. This is 14.5% alcohol. And again, it's Sangiovese Grosso. So it's Sangiovese, but it's like a cousin or a brother or a sister of Sangiovese, which is, again, the Chianti wine. Sangiovese Grosso, which is a larger one, Grosso, large, is what is Brunello. Okay. What do you smell?
Smell it. Okay.
Oh, cherry. But like this, again, is the Twizzler.
Yes. Yes. But I also am getting some smoke.
Smoke?
Yeah. I don't know. Are you?
Yeah. I'm getting that like tart or sour cherry. But it's kind of nice. I'm really liking the smell. It's got a pretty, it's pretty little floral. I like it. I like the smell.
It's much different than the second one.
It's nice. Yeah. I like it.
But I'm still getting a little smoky. I don't know. But nice.
I might have a little tiny bit of like leather on it. As your brother would say, leathery. But I think I'm smelling just like a leather, like a little bit of leather on there too.
A little bit.
A nice leather smell. You know, like a nice leather.
Not a nice one. A little nice leather smell.
It smells beautiful. I really like it. Pretty. And it's got a nice color.
Yeah, but
it's
not as pretty as the first one.
The Malbec was really pretty.
That was
beautiful. It was like purpley.
Yeah.
Very purpley. Okay. Let's taste it. What do you think? Sour cherry. Sour cherry.
Tart.
Tart.
Yeah.
Very tart. I think this has something to do with its age.
Oh, it does
Twizzler.
Taste young.
Twizzler.
Boy, you and the Twizzler.
That licorice, just that red licorice taste is really coming through.
But it doesn't have the sweetness that you might find. It's definitely tart for me.
It's tart. A lot of acidity in this wine. Mm-hmm. I'm tasting wood. I'm definitely tasting like leather, like a shoe.
Jeez, last time I tasted the shoe.
Good shoe. No, but not like a bad this. Shoe, like a nice Italian shoe, you know?
Ooh.
You know, like a nice, one of those Italian shoes they're like $1,000. You only, like, this is like the Italians, they always dress beautifully and they have like three pairs of clothes.
Right. Oh, right? They're always like amazing. They're perfect. And they only wash them maybe, I mean, not in a bad way. They save a lot of water and money. And
they have beautiful clothes, but they don't have a lot of them. Unlike Americans, right? Like where we have a million clothes, some of them are nice, some of them are from Costco.
No, but they're always Most of them are from Costco.
Okay, that's me. All right. I'm liking this wine. I'm not loving it, but I think it's too young.
Yeah, I think it is showing its age.
Yeah, it's a baby.
Oh, well.
It's too young.
Yeah.
It smells
actually richer. And
I agree, because it just hasn't calmed down yet. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you out there.
It's a toddler.
It is. No, I'm being serious. Like, I know this sounds like a dorky wine person thing. If you're drinking a 2016 Brunello, you are drinking it too early.
Right.
Don't tell me how great it is and how wonderful, and you don't know what you're talking about.
So is that confirmation for you? Like,
totally.
Okay.
Like this 5 years, I think this wine will mellow out.
Mm.
It will have less tartness. It will have more body. It will just kind of come out and
sing. Is this
a
good investment then, you think, to go on Costco and buy 35,000 of them?
I mean, I think if you had a really beautiful, beautiful Brunello that was, a 2016, you'd start to take. This one's a little on the thin end. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to probably need 10 years, but it's going to be done at 10 years. Like, it's going to be ready.
Yeah. And it's just not, I mean, I know this is more of an aesthetic thing, but it's not as pretty. I do think that's the age showing itself too.
It is. But when a wine ages, it doesn't get darker. It gets lighter. It gets less opaque. Sometimes it gets almost like filmier looking, right? Like a Barolo, when it's aged, it looks, I don't know how to describe it. It looks
cloudy,
a little cloudy almost. But that's a sign of great aging. So this to me looks like a young Barolo. Okay. So here we go. What rating are you going to give this wine?
Well, it's better than the second one for sure. I think I'd probably give it like a 4 though.
Really? Yeah, you're way low on this one.
I know. I mean, I just don't, I don't know if I'd finish it.
I'm giving this a very generous 6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the reason why is that I'm pretty convinced it's not ready yet. And I think it will do better with age. I don't think it's a great wine, but I think it would be a definite 7, maybe an 8. But right now it's a 6.
Wow,
like,
we might have to buy one and stick it away in the closet. I mean, cellar.
But I'm telling you right now, the winner is the Malbec.
I'll probably
finish that one.
Oh, I would, now I would definitely give it a 7. I know we're not really comparing against each other, each wine.
You would give it a 7.
I'd give it a 7.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to be fighting tonight over that one.
I know. So let's do this. Let's, the profile, taste profiles expected in a Malbec. Let's see how we did. Red plum. What is a red plum?
Well, there's, the Italian plums are more purple. We have them in the backyard.
Yeah.
So a red plum is the rounder one. And
it's probably, I don't know. What's different about it?
The darker ones, the smaller, what'd you call them? Red plum? No. So the other ones, the more purple ones, I think they're sweeter.
Okay.
The other ones are
This one's a little tart. Okay. Mm-hmm. So blackberry, vanilla.
You said vanilla. Yeah.
Sweet tobacco. Cocoa. Black cherry.
Oh, we didn't say cocoa.
Black cherry. We definitely got black cherry.
For sure. Yeah.
Coffee. Leather.
I said leather out of the gate.
Black pepper. Did we get black pepper?
Yes, we did.
Dark chocolate. Low acidity, though. I kind of didn't feel like it was low acidity.
No, I think we thought it was
higher acidity. Maybe it's...
Because we didn't have it open as long, maybe?
Maybe. Okay, Gigondas. Wild cherries.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Strawberry. Blackberry. Cassis. Which, again, cassis is like it's like a tart blueberry. I didn't get any freaking fruit on that stupid wine. White pepper. Licorice.
Oh my gosh, you did.
Earth, forest floor. Okay. So we definitely got dirt.
Totally, like
And then there's a thing called garigue, which is a French term for lavender, juniper, thyme, rosemary, sage.
Maybe that's where you got the mint.
Well, we were also getting those dried herbs.
Because the lavender.
We said a lot of dried herbs, right?
Yes.
Didn't we say that?
We did.
So that's what those are. Lavender, juniper, thyme, rosemary, sage. Also leather and mushrooms. You were getting that like gamey, musty.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the mushrooms. What about leather? Did you say leather?
I said musty, but leather was the first one.
Yeah, so you did better on that one. You're good at the shitty wines. Good job. Okay, Brunello, this is interesting. Sour cherry, dried oregano, aged balsamic, red pepper flake. I didn't get that. Mm. Brick, fig, sweet tobacco.
Smoke. I got smoke.
But... Yep. Espresso, leather. We got leather. Mm-hmm. Wild berry, licorice. And star anise. I got more red licorice than black licorice, but.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. And cherry. Mm-hmm. We got cherry, but it was like this.
You said sour. Sour cherry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So which wine are you finishing tonight?
Oh, hands down the Malbec.
Yeah. Have to drink the Brunello.
Gonna have to arm
I might have
for
to
it.
Drink the Brunello.
Just, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you do that I think for
actually,
me,
huh? I think actually, you know, with the Brunello, I think if I drank it tomorrow, it'd be really good.
Oh, okay.
It could be. Okay. Well, that was super fun.
So fun. Can we go back to Costco soon?
Yes, we will. And together. I will. Yeah, well, you will you make together, me get another apart. Cart?
Together, but apart.
God.
That's how I feel like we do best.
Wow.
Only at Costco. And gentlemen,
we have a lot to talk about.
No, because you have a different. Couple. No, it's important that this I give you your space at Costco. That's I don't want to hold you
up. You are trying to save yourself. Happy husband.
You should be saying, I don't want to hold you up. Because
I don't want to hold you back anymore, Carmela. Yeah. Do your thing.
Exactly.
You do you.
We finished at the same time. Can you imagine if I stayed with you? Oh, Lord.
We would have taken us 4 hours to Costco.
Yeah, so.
Okay. No. Well, thank you for listening. And if you like what you're listening to, if you like what you're hearing, please, again, give us a review, whatever podcast thing you're listening to, you know, or on our website, give us a review and like us. It would be super awesome. And it would help us grow listeners. And then people will listen to The Wine Pair all over the world. Actually, we have gotten people from...
All over the world.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. But we need more of them. We'd love to hear from you. We're really, you know, we're still pretty new at this podcasting thing. So tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us some things maybe you want us to talk about. Let us know if you want to be a guest. We'd be happy to have you. You can visit us at thewinepairpodcast.com. That is our website, thewinepairpodcast.com. You can visit us on Instagram at thewinepairpodcast. That's at thewinepairpodcast. And you can reach out to us at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. Is that enough? Commercial.
Wow.
Like people are like, I don't even know what this
spinning.
Stupid idiot is talking about.
No,
but we would love to get your comments, subscribe, you know, just come back every week, every Sunday.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will be there for you.
We will in spirit be with you.
No, not even in spirit. Not even in spirit.
Oh, okay.
We're here with you right now.
Sunday dinner.
Like if you're listening to us right now, we're with you. We are in your head.
Oh my God.
You are creating us as you listen to us.
That's deep.
Yep. So thank you for listening to the Wine Pair Podcast. And we will see you next time. We will, because we're in your already in your head.
We'll see you. I don't know. You say we'll see, we don't ever
You'll
see
hear
anybody.
Us next. Okay. I see you. I see only you, Tony.
What's the story? Did just come out? Oh, boy.
That's so
That's
dumb.
One of my favorites.
I know, except everybody dies at the end.
I hate to
break. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Tony dies. Spoiler alert! Do you have enough for me to Chino?
That is enough. Is right. You were going to scare people away.
Okay. And as we say, life is short, so stop drinking shitty wine. Maria,
I'm jumping off the cliff now.
I fall in love too much, and when I'm away too much, I hunger for your touch.